Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Sharon Van Etten's 2009 debut, Because I Was in Love, took a minimalist approach, a collection of sparse acoustic ballads. The album sounded like it could have been made in a bedroom. And as a live performer, Van Etten quickly gained a reputation for pin-drop quiet singing that could hush a crowded room. Now she may be setting her sights on bigger things. Her new album finds her plugging in and fronting a band for the first time. The album is out today, and it is called Epic. Here is Sharon Van Etten and the band live on Soundcheck with a song called Save Yourself.
Thank you.
That is Sharon Van Etten live in the Soundcheck studio, singing, playing guitar, Doug Keith on bass, Ben Lord playing the drums. The song is called Save Yourself, and it appears on Sharon's new record called Epic. Sharon, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you for having me.
Your songs tend to be these very, I mean, even when they're plugged in, they tend to be these intimate little jewels, you know, they're not epic. Is that title a statement of change of purpose on your part, or is it somewhat ironic?
Yeah, it's somewhat ironic. It's the lowercase e is my tiny little joke on there. My friends make fun of me because I'm a huge fan of puns and dad kind of humor, and the lowercase e was supposed to be funny, but I don't know if anyone thinks it's funny.
Yeah, a joke that's passing by a lot of people, I guess.
Yeah, a little over their heads.
Inside the album, it says, dedicated to Fleetwood Mac, you changed my world.
Yes.
Really? Fleetwood Mac.
Love Fleetwood Mac. Why not? Who doesn't love Fleetwood Mac, you know?
You seem a little young, too. I mean, you would have missed the Rumors era Fleetwood Mac when they were kind of at their peak.
I have parents.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I have
vinyl
heads.
Yeah, but who grows up loving their parents' music? You know?
I'm a rare bird, I guess.
So what was it about Fleetwood Mac that rocked your world?
Well, they just had amazing harmonies and memorable melodies. And I don't know. They punched me in the heart.
Mm.
I don't know.
That sounds pleasant. You know, we were talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame earlier. You are from New Jersey.
I am.
Are you a Bon Jovi supporter?
Yes, totally. I gotta represent. You know, I mean, it's you know, Tom Waits and Bon Jovi are a tie for me. You know, but I. You know, Bon Jovi has many, many, many devoted fans, and he spoke to a lot of people and still does. So.
Now, can I tell you something? We had this online poll going, and just before our Soundcheck Smackdown ended, I announced that Jay Giles had won/lost the poll, you know, had been voted off the island, so to speak. And as soon as I said that, all the Bon Jovi haters came out. And the poll is still open, by the way. You can still vote online at wnyc.org/soundcheck. And now it is Bon Jovi who is up to his neck in water, and, you know. you sound like you're in pain.
Yeah, sorry, I forget I'm on the radio. I'm holding my hand on my heart right now.
So, but this has been, a good year for you with not only the new album, but, you know, you've got these two CD release shows, Friday at the Rock Shop in Gowanus, and Saturday at the Mercury Lounge with Kip Malone from the band TV on the Radio. Has he been kind of, I don't know, a friend, mentor, or something?
All of the above. If it weren't for him, I probably wouldn't have had the courage to move to New York and play music. He helped me get my first shows and introduced me to people and showed me his favorite places to listen to music and just hang out. And
how did he hear your music?
I mean,
you were what? You were in your parents' basement or something in New Jersey? And
he just knocked on my window? No. I went to see Celebration like 5 or 6 years ago, maybe, yeah, around then, and he was opening up for them, and when I saw him, I realized it was one of my friends from high school's older brothers that I'd never met before, and so I just shyly said hello after he played, and we talked for a little bit, and then he found me after the show, and we talked all night, and I gave him my handmade CD,
mm-hmm.
and he actually listened to it. And he has a daughter that lives where I'm from, still in Jersey, and we hung out whenever he was around.
So 5 or 6 years ago, you had already begun sort of hand-making CDs and things.
Mm-hmm.
And right up to last year with Because I Was in Love, the albums had a more handmade kind of feel to them. Why the different feel for the new record?
I just feel my writing has been a lot more confident, and I wanted to, you know, share with people my confidence and I don't know, I'm still shy, and I'm still right about love, but I feel like I have a little more faith in what I'm doing now, you know?
Well, let's hear some more of what you're doing now. You want to do One Day for us next?
Sure.
This is another live performance in the studio. We're speaking with Sharon Van Etten. The new album is called Epic, and it's out today, but here's a live performance. Thank you. Sharon Van Etten from the new album Epic out today. That song is called One Day, live performance in the Soundcheck studio with Doug Keith playing the bass and Ben Lord on drums. And to celebrate the new release, Sharon is performing Friday at the Rock Shop in Gowanus, Brooklyn, and Saturday at the Mercury Lounge. And is it different performing with an electric guitar strapped on as opposed to the old days with, you know, an acoustic guitar and the really kind of quiet performances?
Definitely, you know. I mean, it was the gift of an electric guitar that made me want to rock out a little more, you know.
And when was that?
My first electric guitar was about 6 years ago, but I wasn't ready for it. You know, I was still like really, really shy and socially awkward. And I was like, I don't want to be loud. I'm already awkward. You know, I don't want to be loudly weird in public. So I was like, all right. I like the intimacy of an acoustic. I like the way that it felt, you know, like that you can actually feel the vibrations. I missed that on the electric, but you can't be that loud on an acoustic. You're limited.
Yeah. So what changed first? Was it the songwriting or the move to electric? Can you figure that out, or did it all?
I think the electric started it when I realized, like, okay, well, I had an acoustic that broke, and finally it was like this guitar that was kind of gathering dust, and I was like, okay, well, I'll play you fine, you know. And then I just started writing a lot more rockin' songs, I guess. Oh. I sound like my mom, more rockin' songs. I don't know.
Is that how your mom talks?
A little bit.
All right. Sharon Van Etten's album is called Epic. It is out today, and despite the title, not a very epic effort, only 7 songs, you know, clocks in at under 40 minutes in length, but yeah. It's great while it lasts. Sharon, thanks so much for bringing the band in and playing for us on Soundcheck today.
Thank you so much for having me. She made me love, she made me love, she made me love more. She made me love, she made me love, she made me love more. Little
bit from the album Epic by Sharon Van Etten, and you'll be able to hear a third live performance in the studio. Check our Soundcheck webpage later today at wnyc.org/soundcheck. That'll do it for today's program. Next time, we look at the life of Dorothy Fields. She wrote the lyrics to over 400 songs and blazed a trail for women on Broadway. Plus, bass baritone Bryn Terfel tells us about playing the King of the Gods in the Met Opera's new production of Wagner's Ring Cycle. And don't forget to join us in the green space next Tuesday for performances from two of New York's most exciting musical minds. Producer Mark Ronson and singer-songwriter Nellie Mackay will bring their respective bands. Be in the audience Tuesday the 12th at 2 p.m. For tickets, go to wnyc.org/thegreenspace. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today was Jim Briggs. The program produced by Brian Wise and Greta Cohn with Daoud Tyler Amin. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer, and we had help today from Gwen Ann Jones. I'm John Schaefer.